In these scriptures, in the Bible, the Christians, we hear some of us are familiar with this psalm, but I'll just repeat an excerpt of it. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's Psalm 46, verse 1. It's a very powerful invocation when we face difficulties and we want to overcome. We also recognize from the scriptures in the book of Romans, which is the New Testament, chapter 8, verse 18, the trials of today will not last forever. God is turning your pain, my pain, into purpose, and your struggles into testimonies. And in some other, here's something that makes me chuckle. To say, God does answer our prayers. It might not come in the package we think. It might not even come right away, but it does come because God wants us to live abundantly. He said, I asked for strength and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for courage and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for love and God gave me troubled people to help. My prayers were answered. So how would we analyze this if it is given to us? Here's what somebody said. It made me chuckle when I saw the perspective. Before we go to the 84 quote, I've heard this sort of thing many times in various forms. This is someone saying this. I have found this sort of thing quite encouraging in that it helps me to see that God uses our circumstances to change our characters, if we look at it from this perspective. Because it is partly in line with the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 to 4, which says, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. But this person went forward and said, God does deeply care about our characters and his purpose is to shape us from one degree of glory to the next. Challenging events and difficult relationships may be part of this shaping in our lives. This is a positive message that some people may derive from the popular view you shared. And this person went forward. There's also a great flaw in this type of thing. Because these are things people have said over the time. And I know because it's been said to me. In that it teaches that all our problems and difficulties are directly sent to us from God. I think the danger in this is firstly that it misses a great opportunity to teach the idea of biblical suffering. That there is suffering in this world due to our own complexity. In other words, I didn't want to use the word sin. We made it happen through our thoughts, words, and actions. So, but we think, okay, God sent it to us. No, if we live a purity of mind and words and actions, a lot of these things, we will not be going through this. I'm sure you guys have heard me say this before. Secondly, it can misrepresent the character of God, the danger being that many might miss the character lesson that I have said, and instead focus on the moral monster that torments them. This is more of a risk if this type of concept was given to someone deeply hurting from a traumatic circumstance. That's the reason I picked this, because it hits all the notes when you do the kind of work that I've been called to do. Overall, I think it's the sort of popular view that can feel nice, but misses the depth and breadth of who God is, and especially his love for us. It misses the point of the suffering that Jesus went through for us. He had dangerous and troubled people about him, but he wasn't needing a character change. We are the one who needed a character change. He was demonstrating who God was through the circumstances of each person. I think it could touch on being me-centered because of this. And when we reflect about what Jesus talking about to the Samaritan woman, giving stories about the Samaritan man who took care of, healing all people of different things. It would be interesting to hear what other people think about this. Now, now that we've heard what the scripture said to us, now let us go to our main conversation, the 84th question. This is some stories goes with this. Pain is inevitable. We all have to go through some challenges and all of that. It is an integral part of the human condition. It is our clinging to or resistance to pain that causes us problems. They say, change your mind, change your perspective, you change your path. Every event has two handles, It's like two hands. One by which it can be carried, and one by which it cannot. If your brother does you wrong, don't grab it by his wrongdoing, because this is the handle incapable of lifting it. Instead, use the other that he's your brother. He's not heavy. He doesn't have me say that. That you were raised together, and then you will have hold of the handle that carries. In other words, instead of running with our fear, run to do the opposite, the other handle, where God is, that will lift us up and help us to overcome. Every problem has two handles. You can grab it by the handle of fear or the handle of hope. Now, here comes our story. Long, long, long ago, there was a farmer who had problems, just like the rest of us have problems. He was advised to go and see the Buddha. The Buddha always represents the spirit of God, the wisdom that comes with it, the power of it. He was advised to go and see the Buddha, who was wise and would help him sort his life out. The Buddha asked him why he had come. He said, Lord Buddha, "I am a farmer," he said. "I love farming. But the problem is that sometimes there is no rain. And we really struggled those years. Of course, sometimes we have the other problem. Remember the two handles that man? And there's too much rain and the floods destroy everything." But the man didn't stop there. "I also have a wife, Buddha. I love her truly, but sometimes we don't get on. We don't get along. To be honest, occasionally she gets on my nerves." And I'm sure those of you are married, you've had your own time where, all your siblings and all of that, boyfriend, girlfriend. "She gets on my nerves." And then he goes on. "And my kids, they are lovely kids. They are great. Sometimes, though, they misbehave like you wouldn't believe." The farmer went on and on like this. His in-laws were bothering him. He had money worries. He had often tossed and turned in bed at night, wondering about the meaning of life. And his left knee hurt. So can we see ourselves in this way, telling God all of that? The Buddha listened patiently, smiled, and simply said, "I can't help you." We know what's going to happen with this because the shock of life. The farmer was astonished. The Buddha continued, "Every person has 83 problems. Every one of us, we have 83 problems. And there's nothing you can do about it. Maybe you can do this or that to fix them, but once one problem is gone, another one springs up in its place. More problems are coming. For example, you will lose your family and loved ones one day, and you yourself will die. You can't solve that. It's just that's how life is. That's a problem you certainly can't do anything about." The farmer, probably beginning to regret his visit, couldn't help but ask angrily, "Well, I thought you could help." Everybody said, "Go to the Buddha, go to the Buddha. What's the point of everything you teach if you can't solve my problems?" Do we remember saying that to God, throwing tantrums? Well, then the Buddha said, "Well, I can maybe help you with your 84th problem," he said. The farmer, like, "Huh? 84th problem? Well, what's that?" And the Buddha said, "It's that you want to not have any problems." And that's why we say pain is inevitable. It is an integral part of the human condition. It is our clinging to or resistance to pain that causes us problems. Everything has two hands. So, what are we going to do? Are we going to cower in the presence of our difficulties and problems? Or are we going to look straight and say, "God is my present help in trouble"? Are we going to go to God? Are we going to say, "God is more powerful than whatever shows up? Because I'm God's child and God has got my back." So, whenever you are besieged by life challenges or distractions, just remember Buddha, the 84th problem. Everyone has 83. Some you can, some, but the 84th problem is that, oh, we don't want to suffer at all. We don't want any problem. And if that's the case, then you're going to be packing your goods and going back home where you come from. And God will be there too, welcoming you like, "Child, I've given you all the power you need to make life worthwhile." May the divine love sustain us. And may we always know God is on our side. And may we always overcome all difficulties through his mercy and grace. Amen.